but I found 10 Germans sufficiently different from one another in background, character, intellect, and temperament to represent among them some millions or tens of millions of Germans, and sufficiently like unto one another to have been Nazis. I found, and find, it hard to judge my Nazi friends, he wrote. I liked them. I couldn't help it. I was overcome by the same sensation that had got in the way of my newspaper reporting in Chicago years before. I liked Al Capone. I liked the way he treated his mother. He treated her better than I treated mine. Mayer recounted the story of one unnamed German academic, a language teacher, and his experience as Hitler's Third Reich grew in prominence. In light of modern America, it is worth repeating. This teacher said that after 1933, no one seemed to notice the ever-widening gap between the government and the people. The separation of government from people, this widening of the gap, took place so gradually and so insensibly, each step disguised, perhaps not even intentionally, as a temporary emergency measure or associated with true patriotic allegiance or with real social purposes. And all the crises and reforms, real reforms too, so occupied the people that they did not see the slow motion underneath of the whole process of government growing remoter and remoter. As a scholar, this man was consumed with meetings, conferences, interviews, ceremonies, and above all, papers to be filled out, reports, bibliographies, lists, questionnaires. It was rigmarole, of course, but it consumed all one's energies, coming on top of the work one really wanted to do. You can see how easy it was then not to think about fundamental things. One had no time. The dictatorship and the whole process of its coming into being was above all diverting. It provided an excuse not to think for people who did not want to think anyway. Unconsciously, I suppose, we were grateful. Who wants to think? He said to live in this process required not noticing it. Each step was so small, so inconsequential, so well explained or, on occasion, regretted, that unless one were detached from the whole process from the beginning, unless one understood what the whole thing was in principle, what all these little measures that no patriotic German could resent must someday lead to, one no more saw it developing from day to day than a farmer in his field sees the corn growing. One day, it is over his head. Pastor Martin Niemöller spoke for men like this academic when he said, "First, they came for the communists, but I was not a communist, so I did not speak out."